Thanks for calling customer support. This is Morgan Sihi. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Les Montgomery. I called in about a week ago and canceled the service that I didn't know anything about. And they charged me $49.89 on my checking account. And I asked a girl to put that money back in my checking because I don't remember ever signing up for this. And she said she would, and they have stopped to put back on there yet.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
Pardon me? Say it again.
Your zip code?
43016.
And what was your first and last name?
My name is Leslie Montgomery. L-E-S-L-I-E. Montgomery.
I do see an account for Les Montgomery. Could you verify your mailing address?
6241 Virginia City Lane, Dublin, Ohio, 43016.
Yes, and I do see there was a contest entered for the iPhone 13. In order to be eligible, you have to be enrolled in our meal planning app called Bites Hub. However, this account was canceled on the 14th of February, but that does not issue a refund.
How's it come?
Because you entered the contest.
Well, I don't understand that because I wasn't the one. It's my account, but I wasn't the one in the family that ordered that.
So I don't think
I should be responsible.
It looks like the contest was entered underneath email address sun18@att.net, as well as the phone number 380-799-4452.
Yeah, that's my account, but someone in the family must have did that, but I didn't authorize that.
Yes, sir. So you were someone in your household would have had to.
We're talking about $50. I mean, we're talking about a scam job here, and I want my money back.
Yes, sir. You or someone in your household would have had to enter that contest for that product.
I don't even need a phone. I don't understand why I can't why you can't refund my money because I didn't order that. I mean, myself, I didn't.
Yes, sir.
Maybe one of the kids did, but. Not me.
Yes, sir. Even if the person who entered the contest was a child that was under 18, the legal guardian is still responsible because that child was had to click a box that states they're 18 years or older.
Well, let me ask you this. This $49.89 that they took out, what do I get out of that?
So it's for a meal planning app called Bites Hub. You can either go to the website or you can download the app. There also would have been an email sent to sun18@att.net.
Well. Okay, I'll have to get a hold of the bank here and get a refusal on that money. So that's the only thing I know to do because you people taking $50 from me and for nothing. I don't make that kind of money.
Yes, sir. We do apologize. The terms and conditions are overlooked. However, this account was canceled. That stops any future billings. That's the most we'd be able to offer.
Yeah, I called the other day and had it canceled, but I was expecting that money to be put back in my checking account.
Yes, sir. We can only stop any future billings.
Yeah, but you're not getting what I'm saying. I'm saying I want that $50 put back on my checking account.
We cannot issue a refund.
Why can't you?
Because it's a valid charge. You or someone in your household would have had to enter the contest.
Oh, bullshit. Okay, scammer.
Thanks, Lon. Got some